This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pitchers and catchers. In this part of the world, those three words have a lot of meaning. And it means that spring training is about to start in Arizona and Florida. And by the way, Twins start their first workouts on Thursday. Pitchers and catchers full squad on Monday, February 17th. Spring training games follow after that. We'll have a bunch of spring training games here on the weekends here on News Talk 830 WCCO, and then of course every regular season game here on the home of the Twins. And good enough to join us right now, Bobby Nightingale, who covers the club for the Star Tribune. Bobby, good to visit with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Are you ready?
After today's snow, definitely.
I know it's crazy how quick the off season really goes. It's such a long year, and you know, you think about pitchers and catchers, and it's just a grind. There's no doubt about it. But I know you love it. I know all the writers that cover the game love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, kind of get used to the daily rhythm, so it feels weird that it's been so long since watching a baseball game. And then just the fact, I mean, spring training's always kind of the year of the beginnings, the hopes. Every team has their playoff dreams at the time, so easy time to talk to the players. I feel like it's a fun atmosphere, fun environment.
Bobby, the Twins loosened up the purse strings a little bit, and they were able to add a couple of players before the start of spring training. And it's certainly possible there could be deals during spring training and additions and subtractions as we move forward. Talk about the two guys they added. One's a fairly familiar name who was with the Twins and then with the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, bringing back...
Or the Orioles, excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of takes over the Caleb Thiel bar, top lefty in the bullpen spot. Was successful with the Twins. I mean, from the pitch for him for three seasons, 2020 to 2022, and had a chance to make the team in 2023, and kind of was on the outside of the roster bubble at the end of spring training, so they traded him to the Orioles. But was really good in Baltimore too, and found a new pitch there, and had a lot of success. And a little bit surprising that he ended up in free agency after the year that he had. I mean, he did pitch in a playoff game for the Orioles last season, so gives the Twins a lefty in the bullpen, which they didn't really have a proven option. They had a couple guys, Cody Funderburk and Brent Hendrick, who are on the 40-man roster, but neither of them kind of had that Caleb Thiel bar track record, someone who's done it before. So gives them a little bit of depth there, just having someone to go against the top lefties in the other team's lineup. And then Harrison Bader, adding him, the backup center fielder, fourth outfielder, great defender, Gold Glove winner in 2021. Kind of the Michael A. Taylor mold in terms of defense. Never got a chance to see him and Buxton play the outfield together, just because Buxton was exclusively a DH when Michael Taylor was on the team. So that's something. You lose Max Kepler, a chance to improve your outfield defense. You add Harrison Bader, not a guy that, you know, has been an inconsistent hitter the past couple of years, but he does have a lot of speed, and wouldn't be surprised if he leads the team in steals, which, you know, watching the Twins the past couple of years, they've really lacked speed. So big addition in terms of the speed category.
A little bit more about Bader. Does he figure to be an everyday guy, a bench guy with his glove, or is he a guy that Rocco Baldelli could have in his bench and send him out there late in the game with trying to protect the lead?
Yeah, I wouldn't say quite an everyday guy, but I bet he plays a lot. He's a right-handed hitter, so you look at like Trevor Larnach and Matt Wallner, both lefties, who rarely face left-handed pitching anyway. So it wouldn't be surprised if there's a left-handed pitcher. He's the guy that fills in for one of those two, and he's a defensive upgrade. So kind of that Manuel Margot, Michael Taylor role where they get about 400 at-bats a season, but may not be on paper the one of the top three starters, but in the lineup quite a bit.
Yeah, and then Danny Coulomb, I suppose the concern is missed time with the Orioles. Numbers were pretty good, but he did miss a stretch last season.
Yeah, he did. He had elbow surgery to get some bone chips removed, and when he came back, he almost had to not completely rush back, but his rehab assignment wasn't as long as probably it usually would have been because it was the end of the season. So he came back for a few appearances at the end of the year, but his velocity was way down compared to before he got hurt. Obviously, the Twins are hoping, that was just one of those where he ended up rushing and has a full offseason to kind of recover from it and get his velocity. Not that he's a hard thrower, but at least above 90 and able to, it makes your off-speed pitches play a little bit better when you're throwing a little bit harder. So that was the concern. That was kind of why the Orioles moved on from him. But, like you said, the stats were there last year.
Bobby Nightingale joins us, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. He and Phil Miller will be in Fort Myers. And, of course, we'll have a ton of spring training games here on News Talk 830 WCCO. So to create the financial wherewithal for Harrison Bader and Danny Coulomb, it sounds like Joe Pollad said, let's go ahead and spend a little bit more money. Do you think this is it, or there could be deals between now and opening day?
Yeah, I think there could be a tiny bit more. You could still trade a salary to kind of create some extra flexibility to add another player. I mean, they still need a first baseman. Jose Miranda is their top internal option, and he's barely played the position before. So I think that's a position that I'd expect them to add. They're looking at a backup shortstop just because, they prefer to have Willy Castro if he's on the team. Not playing center and shortstop as much as he was last year because he kind of wore down in the second half. But it's surprising. I mean, it seemed like all offseason the narrative and what we were hearing behind the scenes was they didn't really have room to add and they'd have to trade someone just basically to add someone and had to keep payroll neutral. And so, they added $7.5 million this week to their payroll. Not that that's going to, break the bank by any means, but, it does add some quality depth when you look at Harrison Bader and Coulomb and, top lefty in the bullpen and a fourth outfielder. Those won't win you division titles, but they help you not lose them when injuries strike.
Yeah, and once again, there was a great deal of frustration with the way the season ended for the Minnesota Twins. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And then a certain level of frustration with the lack of moves. But you look at the 40-man and the guys that are there, and I know we've had to say that a lot in recent years, when healthy, you look at the everyday lineup, you look at the starters, you look at the bullpen, there still is solid major league talent there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the one perk going into the offseason when the Twins front office knew they weren't going to have much money to add anyway, was the fact it's not like, okay, we have, all these holes all over the roster, that we lost all these free agents and there's no chance we're going to be able to fill them and going to have to take a huge step back. I think that's, obviously there's the sour taste of last year, but, on paper, I mean, projection systems have them in first place, betting markets have the Twins, if not, tied for first, the favorite to win the American League Central. So I think that says just kind of on paper, you look at the pitching staff, Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, that's a great top three. The bullpen with Joe Ondoran and Griffin Jacks, that could be a really quality bullpen. And then obviously Byron Buxton, he played 100 games last year. If him, Carlos Correa, and Royce Lewis can have semi-healthy seasons, I mean, they haven't really played all three of them on the field that much together over the last 2 years. If they're able to do that, you know, they should be, on paper at least, as good as any team in the division.
And then you look at someone like Simeon Woods-Richardson as part of that starting rotation. He was really good last year. I mean, you couldn't have asked for more out of a guy like that. And he's 25 years old.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, in the long run, I mean, going through what they had to go through last year with the starting rotation, you know, Woods-Richardson wore down at the end. David Festa got kind of pushed into it. And Zebby Matthews was probably called up earlier than, you know, he would have been in any other type of season. You know, having those three as, you know, that's all quality depth going into the year. You know, they're not looking at Simeon Woods-Richardson saying you have to be, you know, a number one starter, number two starter. You know, if he's the number five starter behind, you know, him, Chris Paddock, you know, that's a better situation than a lot of teams. So, yeah, like you said, he was really good for the first three, 4 months last year, then kind of wore down. And, you know, David Festa, the Twins are really high internally about his potential. I mean, if you look at his strikeout rate and his numbers kind of underneath the away from the ERA, a lot of it was pretty similar to Joe Ryan. So they're excited about his potential. And then Zebby Matthews started last year in low A and or in high A and ended up in the big league. So with a little bit more of a regular development track, you know, that should do him some well when he's probably inevitably called up at some point this year.
And I know this sounds insane, but if you could say that among this group of players, Byron Buxton, Royce Lewis, and Carlos Correa could combine for 1,500 plate appearances this season, what a difference that would make. You know,
yeah, and I mean,
means they are available. It'd be huge.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, even just Royce Lewis having a normal, kind of getting back to what he was. I mean, you know, he struggled the last 2 months of the season, you know, the most games he's played in a long time after all the knee surgeries he had and leg injuries. But if he gets back to where he was and how Twins fans felt about him, you know, kind of after the first couple months of last season when he was hitting the homers and had like 15 homers in the first 30 games or some ridiculous number. You know, if he gets back to that, I mean, I think this is a year where Royce Lewis, if he steps up and kind of takes ownership of this could be his type of team, you know, I think that would do a huge things for the offense in terms of, you know, Carlos Correa is going to put up his numbers when he's on the field. Byron Buxton looked a lot better last year when he was healthy. Even if they end up only playing, you know, 110, 120 games, you know, Royce Lewis has a chance to really kind of put the offense on his back and wouldn't be shocked. I mean, it kind of gave him some motivation just the way the last year ended for him personally and the team.
Yeah, Carlos Correa, front and center, shortstop, terrific defensive player, and we all know the value of having a great glove at shortstop. There's that he may have figured out the foot problems. We'll see, but that was a huge part of the frustration and a huge part of the Twins' struggles down the stretch.
Absolutely, and he said, you know, everything kind of progressed a lot faster. He had plantar fasciitis 2 years in a row. So at the same point last year, he said he's further along this year than he was the year previous. So he kind of feels like he found a routine that works for him, can keep his feet healthy, and you know, he's wearing different types of shoes than he did in the past, so hopefully he can combat that. So, yeah, everything health-wise has been great. Byron Buxton had his first healthy offseason in years. Carlos Correa felt great when he was at Twins Fest, so things are promising on the injury front.
Yeah, and once again, it just seems as though at this point for a number of seasons, it's when healthy when you look at this group. But do you get the sense going into spring training, and you mentioned it earlier in our conversation, that identifying who can be the regular first baseman is probably job one, figuring that out, getting that locked in going forward, because as you pointed out, right now, no clear option over there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest question mark on the roster in terms of just who's going to fill that. I wouldn't be surprised if Jose Miranda's more your DH this season and backup third baseman compared to your everyday first baseman. So if it's not him, you know, that who is it going to be? I don't even know if that person's on the roster yet. So That's something they're going to have to figure out over spring training, whether they bring some, sign somebody, trade for somebody, or somebody surprisingly wins that job. And also second base. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of competition for it. I mean, I think the players are known who's going to compete. You know, be like Willie Castro, Edward Julian, Brooks Lee. It'll be a pretty fierce competition for who's going to claim that everyday second base job. But I think, you know, kind of filling that infield, you have Royce Lewis and Carlos Correa on the left side. The right side's a little bit more open competition-wise. But, you know, that should bring out the best in whoever wins that job at second base, just because all those guys have shown. Brooks Lee, he's been a quality prospect, top 100 type guy. Edward Julian 2 years ago was probably one of their best hitters. And Willie Castro was their team MVP last year. So a lot of competition for that everyday second base job.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Eddie Julian. This is a big year for him because he started out and it was kind of like, you know, this guy, lock him in. And then the way 2024 played out, there are question marks about Eddie Julian's staying power.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, you kind of look at it last year. I mean, Jose Miranda kind of entered last spring where it was like, okay, what's his actual role going to be on the team? And then he hit really well for the first few months of the year before the All-Star break, and then struggled kind of with the rest of the team at the end. But, you know, there's been guys that have kind of had that really good first year, bad second year. What are they going to – what can they make of themselves? I just think last year he came into spring training, he was so focused on hitting lefties better because he wanted to be an everyday player and didn't really have the chance to do that before, that maybe he got away from what he was really good at hitting righties. So I expect him to kind of focus more on his strengths this offseason, and, you know, maybe that'll get him back to where he was 2 years ago.
Well, Bobby, look forward to your coverage, Phil's coverage from spring training. Here we go, another season.
Yeah, right around the corner. Looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale from the Star Tribune. Good to visit with you, and thanks again for the time.
Yeah, of course, anytime. Thanks, Steve.
And Bobby joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick break. And by the way, spring training games galore. Every regular season game here in the home of the Twins. News Talk 830 WCCO. Quick break. We'll come back. I promise we'll talk big game. We'll talk high school sports because we're getting into winter sports championship season. Girls section hockey getting started. Section finals next week. The state tournament the following week. And then you've got wrestling and dance and boys hockey and girls basketball and boys basketball, boys swimming and diving. A lot going on. John Millay, our good friend, will join us before the end of the show from the Minnesota State High School League here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.